have that many followers in such a short time. To go from zero to well over 5 million in about 6 months. But here's the deal. I would imagine most people on Instagram with millions of followers were already a known commodity when they started their Instagram account. Yes, I was on TV and in movies, but it seems that most of my followers say they discovered me on Instagram. That seems to be what this newfound success is all about. Whether they thought they knew me from my parts on television, my parts in the movies, or my stage parts, through the magic of Instagram, they got to know the real Leslie Allen Jordan. Here's how my road to Instagram fame began. I was working on a short-lived but wonderful series on Fox TV called The Cool Kids. The show had originally been presented to me as a pilot from The Boys in a very popular TV show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a funny sitcom about friends in a fictional bar in Philadelphia who are always willing to turn on each other for profit or personal gain. I thought it was so irreverent and unlike anything else on TV. Plus, the three male stars, Glenn Howerton, Rob McElhenney, and Charlie Day, were really cute. Anything these boys came up with, count me in. On The Cool Kids, my character's name was Sid, and had originally been written as a 70-year-old straight Jewish man from Brooklyn. I drove to the audition, and yes, I had to audition, befuddled. I could not understand why they would even be interested in my playing the part. I can play a lot of things, but I did not think I could pull off a 70-year-old straight Jewish man from Brooklyn. Oy vey! So I winged it. I threw caution to the wind, walked in the door, and announced to all those present in the auditioning room that I was going to put a different spin on things. I launched into my usual shtick. I made the character younger, southern, and gay. I did everything but tap dance with sparklers and turn cartwheels. I was my usual shameless self. I got the job. I found out later that the road to being hired on this new series had actually begun on the set of Will and Grace. I had won an Emmy Award back in 2006 for my portrayal of Beverly Leslie. When the show was rebooted for 3 brand new seasons, I was so excited to be playing Beverly again. On one episode, I worked with the actor Max Greenfield of New Girl fame. We really hit it off and giggled the whole time like two little schoolgirls. Max is the gayest straight man I know. I mean this as the highest compliment possible. He embodies the best of both worlds and is a spectacular human being, and I adore him. He's married to Tess Sanchez, who used to be the head of casting for Fox TV. When Tess told Max about this new series she was casting, he brought my name up. They both told their friend Charlie Day that he should at least audition me for the 70-year-old straight Jewish man from Brooklyn, just in case they might want to go another way with the character. Years ago, I had been told by Barbara Miller, the legendary casting director, that when I died, on my tombstone it should read, "Here lies the other way to go." She liked to bring me in to audition for producers, even though I might not have been right for a particular part. She would introduce me as perhaps the other way to go with the character. Sometimes it would blow up right in front of us as the producers would just sit there and stare stonily as I auditioned, the looks on their faces saying it all. "What's he doing here, Barbara? He's not what we're looking for at all." But then sometimes it was magical. The producers would lean forward as I auditioned, and once again the looks on their faces would say it all. "Wow, we did not think of the character in this manner, but this is interesting," and I would book the job. But the story of how I became an internet success has an even more winding road. When I was young, there were 3 female comedians whom I adored: Lily Tomlin, Phyllis Diller, and Carol Burnett. I could impersonate all 3 perfectly. I knew all their routines. I would jump up and do them at the drop of a hat. That must have been quite a sight, a 12-year-old boy impersonating female comedians, but I was born to perform. Over the years, I honed all those impersonation skills into a lifetime of performing my one-man show all over the globe. Sometimes I was performing in up to 44 venues a year.